Let's begin, guys. Okay. Are you ready? Let's begin. Okay. We had in the Gemara the following chiddush that I want you guys to get, and let's begin with that. We had in the Gemara a situation where figs and grapes were brought into a suda. Yes? And we had three shittas in the Gemara about this. Rav Huna said he said a bracha lifneim and not a bracha achareim, and also Rav Nachman. Yes? First shita was Rav Huna, Rav Nachman. Who's number two? Number two is Rav Sheshis that says you say a bracha before and afterwards. And the third shita was Rav Chia, who said what? The third shita was Rav Chia that said that you don't need a bracha at all on anything, on the tanim v'anavim at all, because he holds that pas patters everything, yayin patters everything. Yes? That was the first part of our Gemara. Is that correct? Yes? Then we had Rav Papa. Rav Papa says a halacha. He says hilchasa. He literally means it. He says he has three different windows, categories. He says that dvarim arbayim achas asuda do not require a bracha before and after. Number two, dvarim shalom machmas asuda require a bracha lifneim v'lo achareim. And the last one, which is after asuda, requires a bracha before and afterwards. Is that correct? Those are the two segments in our Gemara, how you say them over. Okay? Now, Rashi has a unique shita that you can miss in this whole sugya. And Rashi says the following chiddush. Rashi says that there are three levels that we need to discuss. And Rashi says, it runs as follows. Rav Papa, good to see you, Chesko. Rav Papa says the following. Rav Papa says that dvarim that are eaten with pas, lelafin is a pas, as Rashi defines machmas asud as being lelafis is a pas. Yes? Therefore, the halacha is that if you eat them, lelafis is a pas, of course there is no bracha bein lifneim, bein acharein. That was the first window, halacha lamaisa. Okay? Yes? What's the second window called? Second category is called dvarim aboy machmas asuda, which are what? Daisa, kruv, trodin, and for our purposes, let's throw basar in there, let's throw dogim in there. Okay, they're all boin lamazal. Yes? Those are dvarim shalom machmas asuda, and that's how Rashi defines this concept. Allah is the second character. The Varm Shabayim Lesova, and therefore they require a bracha rishona, but no what? No bracha achrona. And then number three is what? Things that come after the end of the meal, before benching, which Rashi calls those what? You guys tell me, what does Rashi call those? Peros. Excellent, Nate. Peros. And even if you would bring them tochasuda, they would require a bracha lamaisa before lamaisa. Rashi stresses this. I want you to get this. Rashi stresses that this concept lamaisa of this concept is talking about those kinds of what? Those kinds of things that are peiros. Okay, those things are peiros. So peiros are what? A new type of thing. Because in according to Rashi, they're not lifting. Yes. And according to Rashi, not dvarim shaloi and bachmas, because they're not lamazon, they're what we would call likinuach. And he says that third category is talking about peiros. And he says even if you would bring them into a what? Betoch asuda, because they're not machmas what? They're not considered to be machmas liftin. So he says even afilu betoch asuda, shaloi machmas liftin, you require a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. Yes? That's Rashi Shita. Okay, we got that. Now, what I wanted to, I was telling Nate this after Shir, we were discussing after Shir, it's important just to keep in your mind that Lamaisa, Rav Papa, is the one who had these three categories. Rav Sheshis, who's the one we paskin like in Rashi's eyes, remember Tyson said in Rashi's eyes, we paskin like Rav Sheshis. Rav Sheshis was the one who said he said a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. But what was that on? What was Rav Sheshis commenting on, guys? Peiros. He was talking about peiros. He wasn't talking about the two other categories. He wasn't talking about dvarim machmas asuda liftin. He wasn't talking about dvarim shalom machmas asuda, which was what? Kruv, daisa, basav. He wasn't talking about those things. So don't mix that up. Shmuel, do you hear what I'm saying? A little bit. What was Rav Sheshis talking about? You tell me in the Gemara.
Rav Sheshis
Peiros and Anovim. That's all. Peiros and Anovim is the one who said he said bracha before and bracha afterwards. So how does he square with Rapapa? So Rashi says he'll square with Rapapa very easily. Because he was talking about Peiros, and Rapapa was talking about these other two categories that what? That Rav Shesh did not discuss. And it's a perfect match, because what does Rav Papa say in the third window? He says before and afterwards. That's what Rav Shesh was talking about. Peiros. Why are you looking at me like I just came from Mars? Huh? What did Rav Shesh talk about?
He's talking about
Peiros. Peiros, exactly. So when you match up Rav Shesh with Rav Papa, it's Rav Papa's third category. But he didn't comment at all on what? Rav Shesh didn't comment upon the first two categories of Rav Papa. You follow me? According to Rashi, yes. This is the psak that we want to get from Rashi. You got that? That's the Chiddush of Rashi. And Rashi's talking about the last window, Lachar Sin. He's talking about Peiros, Lamais. He's talking about Peiros. That's what Rashi is, says the Chiddush. Okay. Comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos says the following. Tosfos argues on Rashi. And what does Tosfos say? Tosfos say that Dvarim Aboyim Shemachmas Asuda are what? Dvarim Aboyim Machmas Asuda in Tosfos' eyes is what? Maisa Kedeira Lamaisa. Things that are what? Things that blend in with the meal. Chicken, basar, things that are boy Machmas Asuda. Rashi said Lalavsa Pashmul. Tosfos said, "Dvarim Machmas Bas is the things that are blended in is the theme of what sova. What is Shalom Machmas Asuda according to Tosfos? What is Shalom Machmas Asuda? Anything that's unblended in to be considered to be what? Considered to be muzzle, right? Anything that doesn't blend in to be considered to be muzzle. So therefore, according to Tosfos, Lomaisa, what would you say on what chicken and basar according to Tosfos? No brach rishona, no brach achrona. Now, what happens if you have basar and dogim in the last window? What is the shita of Tosfos? You would say a what? A bracha before and a bracha afterwards. You would say a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. Because Tosfos Lamaisa in that window is talking about things that are what? Are boyim besof asuda, right after your mashchu yideim Lamaisa. And therefore, if you would eat those after the suda, according to Rashi, there's a bracha rishona, there's no bracha achrona. According to Tosfos, because according to Rashi, it's only Peiros, right? It's only Peiros is the prima gadim. According to Rashi, it's only Peiros, but if he buzzes with the dog, there's no bracha rishona, there's a bracha rishona, there's no bracha achrona. According to Tosfos, that's what Tosfos stresses. Tosfos says we're talking about things that are what? Bein tafshilin. Bein what? Bein Peiros, tun and bracha lifnei and bacharam. According to Tosfos, Lomaisa, it doesn't make a difference, Lomaisa, what you're eating. And therefore, halacha Lomaisa, that's what this is. The seif of Rapapa is not talking about these types of things. It's on Macholim Shabal Besof Asuda. Lacher Shemashu Yedeim. And therefore, this is the Shita Satisfus Halach Lomaisa. So we got that?
He said
Tosfos passes like Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. He paskins like that. He paskins like that. What did you say?
Yeah, I just remember yesterday, the first Machloket between Rashi and Tosfos was Rav.
Yes.
That Rav Papa specifically held like Rav Shesas.
And Tosfos holds like Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Tosfos holds like Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Tosfos holds like Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. That's the way he paskin halach lamaisa. That's the way he paskin halach lamaisa. So it comes out that we paskin Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, and Rav Huna and Rav Nachman said there's a bracha lefneim, but no bracha acharein. Not that Rav Papa, just stam on their own. Okay? So lamaisa, I want to just point out that the Rashba lamaisa, the Rashba in Damascus Shalom, Damascus Klau, says, Lamaisa, that it's only talking about Tainim Vanovim, which are not coming to Svoa. The Rashba writes, the last window of Lachar Asuda is only talking about Tainim Vanovim. A lot like we said from Rashi. But if you're eating Basar or Dagim, which are Nechal and Lesova, you would not say a bracha Alehem Gam Besof Asuda. Okay? Gam Besof Asuda.
These grapes.
Basar v'dagim. No, basar v'dagim. Yeah, the Gemara is only talking about Tainim v'anovim. which is not coming to Savoah. But anything that's coming to Savoah, he claims you would not say a bracha on them gam besof asuda. So it's not exactly like Rashi, because Rashi said in the last window you would say a bracha what? What do we say according to Rashi, the last window? You say a bracha rishona. The Rashba points out in these two places that
fruits you make both
of us. According to Rashi, Rashi talking about fruits, right? But we said, what's going to be by basar?
By
basar, right. What's going to be by basar of the dog? So we said, according to Rashi, the shita would be what? Only bracha rishona, no bracha achrona. The Rashba writes, he doesn't think there would be a bracha at all. A bracha rishona or a bracha achrona. So I want you to get this. That's like a new shita. We had Rashi saying, on the basar in the last window, you'd say a bracha rishona, no bracha achrona. According to the Tais, you say a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona. And the Rashba says, no, I don't care, Lamaisi. He says, this last window is only for Peiris. And for Peiris alone. Nothing. That's what he wants to say. If you eat chicken at the end, Lamaisa, that would not require a bracha rishona or a bracha achrona. So I want you to get that shita of the Rashba, halach Lamaisa. Yes. Anything that's Zion, no bracha rishon, no bracha achron. Even in the last window. The last window is dedicated only to Peiris.
That's according to Rashi.
Yes.
That's mixing what Tosos and that's what I'm saying.
It's a new sheet. It's not Rashi says bracha rishon, no bracha achron. Tosos says bracha rishon and bracha achron. And the Rashba says nothing. Nothing at all. The whole window is just limited only to Peiris. I'm asking, what would be basar achar asuda in that window, according to Rashba?
Basar achar asuda defined as bread is gone, and now we're having basar.
Right. In that window, he still says there's no bracha, the Rashba. He still says there's no bracha, against Rashi and against Tosfos. Okay? That's why I say it's a third shita. That's the Rashba says. Okay? We got that? That's Rashba, and it's not a crazy svar because it's still the sova. So even if it's at that window, let it blend in. Why should you need a bracha rishona or bracha achrona? That's a Rashba svar. Okay, excellent guys. Let's get to now Shaul Luitz Ben Zoma. Okay, we got to get to the bottom tights. We got a lot to see. Okay, but that's the chiddush I wanted you to get, Lamaisa. Okay, that's the chiddush I wanted you to get. That didn't. Okay, we have a definition. You know, before we go fight the Gemara, let's get this down as well. So are there any other shitas in Rishonim about how to define Machmas Asura, Shalom Machmas Asura? We had so far how many? Two. Rashi and Tosfos. What is Dvarim Aboy Machmas Asura? We had Rashi, we had Tosfos. Yes? We had Rashi, we had Tosfos. Are there any other shitas in the Rishonim about this? Okay? What is considered to be... So I want to just show you two more shitas that will have the whole picture. Okay, there are four shitas in the Rishonim. Okay? The third shita is, we were just talking about the Rashba. The Rashba has a little bit of what? A little bit of a different definition. He claims the following, that it's all talking about fruit. Both the dinim are talking about fruit, which is a big chiddush. Usher, you got me? The Rashba says, Dvarim ha-machmas asuda are the fruit you eat with bread. Devarim, Shaboyim, Shalom, Achmas, Asuda are the fruit you don't eat with bread.
Specifically fruit,
yes. Tamarim, Remind him, yes, correct. That's why I say it's unique, but I want you to know it. There are certain fruit they're eating with bread, and there are certain fruit they're not eating with bread. And Devarim, Aboyim, Achmas, Asuda, Lamais, are the fruit that are eaten with bread. Shalom, Achmas, Asuda are the things that are eaten without bread. This is the sheet of who? Of the Rashba. And then the last fourth sheet I want you to get is the Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah's Tuf Lamed, who's known as Rav Pinchas Halevi. He wrote it anonymously. And also the Ra'ah and the Ritva, Damask HaOmer, say the same thing. And they say the following, that it's also talking about Peiris B'toch HaSuda, but Dvarim HaBoyim Machmas HaSuda are Peiris who eat L'Shem Sova. There are guys that are vegetarians that eat fruit L'Shem filling themselves up. Those things are Pater even if they're not eaten with bread. That's what Machmas HaSuda means. Shalom Machmas Asuda means fruit that is eaten l'shem tanu, for enjoyment. So the common thread of this third and fourth sheet, which I want you to get, is focusing on Peiris. Again, Sam, the Rashba says that Peiris or Machmas Asuda are the fruit you eat with the bread. Shalom Machmas Asuda are fruit you don't eat with the bread. Yes? And what does the Chinuch say in Mitzvah's Tuf Lam and the Ra and the Ritva? They say it's also fruit, but it's fruit you eat l'shem what? Sova. That's Machmas Asuda. Shalom Machmas Asuda is fruit you eat l'shem tanu for enjoyment. So those are the four shitas I want you to know, Rishon, how to define Machmas Asuda. Yes, Nate, go ahead.
So the theory wanted to make through my Rashba. The Rashba would say Machmas Suda is anything that free becomes bread. Low Machmas Suda is anything that's food that's not eating bread. And then the Lachmas Suda we're saying is just specifically figs and grapes.
I don't know if it's going to be limited only to figs and grapes, but it'll be in that window when the table's been removed. You know, Lachmas Suda is just a different category.
We're not limiting it to
figs. He doesn't discuss what types of foods. It's just Lachmas Suda. That's what he calls it. What I mean figs and grapes, I mean fruit. Only fruit. Fruit. Not
fruit in general. All three opinions are fruit then. For Rashba.
No. The Rashba, when he says La'achar HaSuda, that he says there's a bracha rishon, bracha achrona, is only peiros. But if you ate things that would be of sova, like meat and chicken, they would not require a bracha rishon or a bracha achrona at all. Putting together those two Rashbas. Okay? The last one is like, kind of like you said, it's a time frame only for fruit. Fruit, and that's it. Okay? La'achar HaSuda is what, no matter what types of categories of fruit, if it's La'achar HaSuda, there's a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona.
And he just never brings in anything like meat or anything like that, except for one.
Except at the end, yes.
And he's no bracha.
Correct. And it fits quite well because everything else to him is not what? Everything else is fits in the blending, you know, is considered to be a boatsy covers it.
Yeah.
So even something in the end, the last window.
Someone had to find Machmas HaSuda as fruit and anything that's not.
He does. He says Machmas HaSuda is only fruit. He feels anything else possible cover.
Pas covers Machmas HaSuda. I mean, what's the distinction between something that's Machmas HaSuda and something that's Pas?
No, because his chiddush is that the Gemara is only focusing on fruit. That's a big chiddush. Machmas HaSuda, one Machmas is only talking about fruit. Everything else is covered. Everything else is covered. To the degree that the last thing... Peiros, no matter what type of peiros is, even peiros that's eaten with bread needs a bracha rishon and a bracha achrona. That last window is special.
Nothing to do with the meat.
Right. Correct.
It would be Machmas HaSuda theoretically.
Yes, but he doesn't even deal with it. Okay. Correct. Yes. This I want you to get the complete picture. Those are the four sheetahs in Rishona. I want you to know how to find Machmas HaSuda. Yes, go ahead, Sam. That's the chinuch, the last sheet, the chinuch, the ra'ah, and the ritva. If you eat a fruit l'sova, that's machmas HaSuda. If you eat a latanuk, it's shalom machmas HaSuda.
Why is that latanuk
shalom? Because it doesn't blend in with the meal. Machmas HaSuda means with the meal, that's my entree. My fruit is my entree. Who has fruit as entree? This guy.
And
Okay. No, our Rashba. No. Remember I said the Rashba and Taiz is the Rashba Shans. The Rashba and Taiz is the Rashba, not the Rashba. Okay? All right, excellent. Fine. Let's now go on now to Sholos Ben Zoma. Okay? Let's see. Usher, please read. Go ahead. Sholos Ben Zoma. Go ahead.
Sholos Ben Zoma.
Yes.
Why did we say this din of things that are brought because of the suda, the middle of the suda, require no bracha?
Excellent. Go ahead.
He said to them, "Ho, pas pasos."
Now I want to just note something. When you guys read the Gemara, Ben Zoma guys lived many years before Rav Papa. He was a Tana. Rav Papa's an Amora. It just happens to be they're talking about the same din. Don't like get mistaken and say I'm pointing this out. Don't get mistaken and say, "Oh, Ben Zoma, what is your opinion on Rav Papa's words?" What are you talking about? Ben Zoma lived hundreds of years before Rav Papa. It just happens to be it's the same din. You got that? Don't make that mistake. Okay? Don't make that mistake. That's a very important horror. You follow Rav Papa's and Amir Ben Zoma's Tana. Happens to be they're asking about the same topic. Do you follow what I'm saying? If you're reading the Gemara, you don't know anything in history, you think, oh, they're asking Ben Zoma, what is your opinion about Rav Papa's, what he said about Bar Machmas HaSuda? That's not relevant. It happens to be the same topic. And who's he quoting? He's quoting Yotzei HaBracha Lo Lifneim Velo what? Velo Lachreim. Who's that sheet? Go ahead. That was Rav Papa's first window. Go ahead.
He said to him,
does everyone got what I said? Okay, don't make that mistake. All right, go ahead.
Amar Alem. So he said to him, Ho, pas, pocher, us.
Excellent. Wait one second. Before you go on, how are the two ways to learn that? And you asked me about this kind of like last week, Nate, about this. That's why I wanted you to see that sheet of the Kubetsis. What are the two ways to learn this line? Ho, pas, pocher, us. You tell me. It's Mikra Midin what? Who's like who holds like that? Rashi. That's the way Rashi learns the Maskal Ain. Yes? Rashi learns Ikar and Tafel. He says it with favors. No? He says it beferish. And dirmaskain tunin. It's working me din what? Beimini mazon. It's working me din what? Iker and tofel. Comes along the sheet of Mikubetzis, which I gave you, dirmask amalem, and what does he say? He says, remember we were discussing that the other day, Lamaisa, that toys on the top of Mal Bez Nate when he asked me? He says, beautiful. I hope you guys saw it. Let me read his lashon. I'm not gonna read the whole piece. Amalem whole pasmatra perish lomi didn't fail. It's not midinik of a tuffle. The little mikra tefela cloud. Sam, you with me? It's not called tuffle. El shachli mo. Kigon dvarim aboy lavas apas. That's ikra and tuffle. If you eat the stuff with the bread. Aval kolhecha de lava lafas. Le mikra tefela hachi kam holo pas matrasur. Shino pasu ikra pas koshuv. Vu kedai liftoras kulin shaboy makla zasuda. Dava gav de lava tefela. Asu kit tefela lafisha pas. Ikara su lechol adam. Kedai called dvar shiobu akra makasuda. Beautiful in formulation, no? It's a new mechanic. It's a different mechanic. It's not midin ikar patal. It's midin pas choshev. Pas choshev akiva. Pas is choshev and then patas all the other brachas. That is the skiddish. That's the shittim gubetz damasko omerlem. Pas choshev. And it's that's what it means machmas asuda. It's not working midin ikar and tofel.
Is it a pas choshev or the
brachas? Pas. No, the pas is the ikar. And therefore it's kanaida patal only. It's the ikar suda. And therefore that makes it what? That makes it what? Be considered to be what? Considered to be. That's the mechanic that's happening here. And the truth is, I think based on what we learned yesterday, do you remember we did that Tosfos? Came Mishum Pas Boin Pas Potrason? Do you remember the Tosfos we did in Masko Hilfos yesterday? Three lines at the end of the Tosfos. Remember you say that? Mishum the Pas Hain Boin Pas Potratan. I want to say that Tosfos is similar to that, Shidim Kabatsis. He doesn't say Iker and Tofel, did he? He said, Mishum Pas Hain Boin Pas Potartan. So one of them medayik in this tais is like the shittim gubetzis. Get it down. So if I ask on the bechina, what are the two ways to learn the teretz of the Gemara? Either it's between ikar and tofel, or it's between what we call pas koshuv. Okay, pas is the ikar of a koshuv, and we want a medayik. That's what tais holds. So I didn't give it to you though. It's the ritva too. I can't hear you. What? The Ra'ah, Dirmaska Shalu, and the Ritva says the same thing. I didn't give you those, but get that down. The Ra'ah, Ritva, Shidu Gubatis, and we want a Madaikin in Tysus. Okay? So it comes out, we're saying, Zawachalish Rashi Tysus, how to learn up the Gemara when it says possible Tartar. Okay. Step by step, go ahead. You're doing a great job, Asher. Iachi, Vaita, go ahead. If that's the case, what?
Then Pas should be able to Pachamar.
Correct. So how do we learn up this Gemara? Let Pas take care of everything. So, Lamaisa, believe it or not, Tosfos said this was wrong, but I found there's a separate sefer, Rabbeinu Chananel. I saw it quoted. Rabbeinu Chananel learns, and the Rav Yah in Siman Kuf Yud Ches, that we have in the Kobetz Meforshim, in the Otzer Meforshim. Yes? We're talking about bread that was soaked in wine. And the Tzlach says the same thing for Rashi. Even though Tosus got rid of that. Remember Tosus in Maska Hilkosa? Yeah, Tosus asked on that yesterday. He said, what are you talking about? If you have bread soaked in wine, do you even need a bracha on wine? Of course not. So you have to say it should be putter? You have to stand on your head and say, oh, the bread should putter the wine. If you're soaking the bread in wine, you don't need a bracha on wine. No? That's what Tosus said, remember? But there are Rishonim that say that what Tosus denied is correct. Who are they? Rabbeinu Chananel? The Rav Yah, and the Tzlach says, that's what Rashi says. Tosfos didn't like it. He says, of course. He says, how did Tosfos learn the Kasha? What did Tosfos say? What was Tosfos' theory in Dibur Maska 1? Ihachi? It's hard to drink, guys, without drink. It's hard to eat without drinking. Remember that? So he said, Efsher, yeah. So he said, it's very hard to eat and drink. Well, to drink, to eat without drinking. So he said, that's what the Gemara means. The yain just is coming to soak it down, the food. You wouldn't drink it otherwise. Remember we said you got to put together the two Tosin, Damascus, Hilkos of Damascus, the end of Tosin, Damascus, Yahachi. Okay? So I'm saying that Tosin is disregarded. But there are Rishonim that say what Tosin disregarded is the Pshat. It is the Pshat. Okay? So it comes out, Lamaisa, that what? That Tosin says the Kasha is, yain is coming to soak it down. He can't make it, so it's like Dvarim Aboim. Machlis is using potter from the bracha, okay? But he says Lamaisa, he doesn't like Rashi's pshat at all. Lamaisa, he doesn't like Rashi's pshat at all because why? Why did he like Rashi's pshat? Why didn't he like? Why? What did Tosfos ask on Rashi on that? You remember? What did he ask? If Rashi learns Machmas Asud is Malafas Apas, wine is not Malafas Apas. Remember that? Wine is not Malafas Apas. In what sense is Malafas Apas? It's not Malafas Apas. Right? It's a very strong kasha. Right? That's what he didn't like about this. How can you say, my kasha, she's so siyan, it's not Tfela. Doesn't work with Rashi Pshat, Lamaisa. Yeah? So Lamaisa, what I'm suggesting is that maybe there are Rishonim, not maybe, there are guys that say that was the case in the Gemara. So if we're writing, if we were translating our own Gemara, we would say, Tosus learning is you got a bottle of wine. You with me, Shmuel? That let the bread pot to the what? The bottle of wine. What is Rashi? That's what Rashi says. That's what Tosus says. Tosus says let the bread pot to the bottle of wine. How do the other Rishonim say it? No, you're soaking bread in wine. And since you're soaking bread and wine, somehow this shita holds that I would think you would need a bread brigoffin on the wine. I guess it's saturated with wine. Maybe you need to have water bracha on wine. Comes the Gemara and says, oh no, pasha pot to the wine. But those are the two ways to learn the Gemara. Please get it down. We had two ways to read paspo tatran. Now we have two ways to learn the kasha. Shmuel, you got this? I'm going to say it again. Let's focus. You got the first case, paspo tatran. Yes, the two ways. One is Iker and Tof, one is the Pas is Chashuv. Then the Gemara says Kasha. Let Pas what? Let Pas pot to the wine. What are the two ways to learn that? Tosa says a separate bottle of wine. Let the Pas pot to the bottle of wine. Get it down. Right? What does Rashi say? Or not, you said the Svach says Rashi. Rabbi Nechanan or Rav Yoh. What do they say the Pshat is?
The bread is soaked.
The bread is soaked. Correct. And Tosa defied that by saying what? First of all, Rashi's Pshat of Lafis a Pas is what? The Dvarim Abay Machmas Asuda. How do you know we're talking about Dvarim Machmas Asuda? Isn't that what they asked the Benzoma? We're talking about Dvarim Machmas Asuda. So according to Rashi, that's Lavas Apas. Wine is not Lavas Apas. You don't do Lavas Apas. Don't tell me it's soaking. Why did he tell me don't say it's soaking? Because if it's soaking, you wouldn't need a bruch anyway on the wine to say that the bread should pot. There is no bruch on the wine. It's just bread that's saturated with wine. So what I'm saying is that these Rishonim would say, no, there is somewhat of it. I would have thought there's a bracha. It must be so saturated with wine that maybe you need a motzi and you need a what? Hagafen. And the Gemara is asking, let the pas pot to that. There would be, if you have, this shita holds, the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rav Yoh hold, then in theory there would be a bracha break hagafen and the bread poppers. Shmuel, you follow what I'm saying? That's the Chiddush. There are two ways to learn the Gemara's Kasha here. Please get it. Yes, Yitzchak.
Something I don't understand. If the translation from Rabbeinu Chananel and the other Rishonim is that the question is that you might think that, oh, that the wine has its own special bracha, that's what the Gemara asks, if the pas pot is the wine. But we answer, Shana Yayin, the Gemara bracha, the Atzma, that the wine does have a bracha. So in this case where the bread is being soaked by the wine,
you're asking what's the Gemara's answer?
Yeah.
Let's carry it through. Excellent Kasha. Let's carry it through. But those are the two ways to learn it. You got it? Even though this is a bit Kiddush. It's saturated with wine, but in theory you would have two brachas. Why say two brachas? Go ahead. What's the answer? Read the Gemara. Go ahead, Usher. So what's the Gemara answer? Shiny what?
Wine is different to Goren brachas. It has its own bracha.
What does that mean now?
It's got its own special bracha.
So according to Tosus, what was the case? Separate bottle of wine. It has its own bracha. Read the Rashi in the top. Go ahead. Right, well, you said on Pidna Ben, Mila, right? Even though you might not be thirsty of wine, you drink it in Chasana. Same thing. You got this? Now, Chesko makes a great point. Rashi's saying that the concept of Goren Brach La'atzma means there are many times that we have to drink wine when we're not thirsty. At Tesa Mitzvahs, Pidna Ben, Mila. That's why, because it's Koveya Sefer Bracha, Pas doesn't take care of it. It's Chashav on its own.
Therefore, Pas
cannot potter it. Since it's Koveya, its own Bracha, Pas cannot potter it. That's what Rashi's saying.
Since there's times where it's drink, not because you want it, because you need to do the mitzvah, there is then a Bracha that's suited for it, and since there's a Bracha suited for it, therefore it cannot be potter Pas.
Yes, because it is Chashav on its own. And it's chashev on its own. And how does it manifest itself? That there are times when we don't need to drink it. We're not thirsty and we have to because of a mitzvah. So that gives it a chashivus that pas cannot pater it. It always requires its own bracha. Like Kiddush, Avdallah, Birkas Chasanim. This is the Kiddush that Rashi, Poshim Shah wants to say.
Why didn't he just say that it's chashev in and of itself because it's used for a mitzvah? Why does he have to bring in like the gold wine?
Because that lemaisa is a lot like Rashi says. Remember Rashi said it's used a lot of times? Remember Rashi wasn't a Mem of Beis, no? Remember Rav Huna, Rav Nachman? I'm sorry, Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan about Shehakol. Remember Gorin Brachas Harbe Latzmo? That's what is Rashi L'Shitoso on Mem of Beis. That's the Cheshivas of wine, that it has its own brachas many, many times. Okay? Now, I want you to get this down. Yecheskel made a great kasha. He said, according to the first shot in Rishonim, what does this mean? That when the bread is saturated with wine, what bracha is there? Hamotzi and what else? Borei Priyagofen. And the reason why it's a Borei Priyagofen, because even though it's saturated, it's like a coating on the bread, but because Agofen is so important, it gets its own bracha. And you would actually say a bracha of Hamotzi and Borei Priyagofen, according to this shot. Doesn't change in the answer. It's a bichidish. No, it wouldn't be chavim tzchavis. Why would it? It's a chefsa that requires two brachas. It's like an ice cream cone. A bread that has, well, if you hold a bread, if you hold an ice cream cone, it needs mezonos and shakel. Let's assume it, if you hold like that, same thing here. That's there are those that hold like that. But that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. The answer remains. The bread is saturated with wine. That is the case. Not like Toys said, it's a separate bottle of wine. Okay? That's how you carry with the Maskanas of Gomorrah. Okay? That's going to carry with the Maskanas of Gomorrah. That concept of Gorin Brachal Atzma. That's the Skiddish.
There's no
kind of
Iker
and Tafel? No, because wine is so, we've saturated so much. Yes, saturated so much.
The whole reason we learned it this way from Tosfos is that we're going to learn it this way because the Rashi went this way. Right? Rashi learned it that wine is so good thing is Tafel to the bread.
Right, but breaks the rules of Iker and Tafel because it's Koveya Brachal Atzma. That's exactly what Tosfos defied. That can't be the case. But we're saying we're saving that. There are Rishonim that learn like that. Rabbi Nechanano learns like that. The Rav Yo learns like that. And Slach says that's what Rashi learns as well. Even though Tosfos asked on it, and it's called Dvarim Aboy Machmas Asuda. Wasn't the question of Ben Zoma Dvarim Machmas Asuda? Don't forget that. What did it say? What did it say? Dvarim Aboy Machmas Asuda. No, wasn't that the Shilat of Ben Zoma? Shmuel. Wasn't that the Shilat of Ben Zoma? How did Rashi touch Machmas Asuda? Lelafis is a pas. That's exactly what the wine's doing when it's saturated. And despite that, it still gets its own bracha. Tosfos will not hear of it. Because how does Tosfos define Machmas Asuda? Fits all beautifully. How does Tosfos define Machmas Asuda? Chicken, lasagna, right? Not things that are lafis is a pas. It's a separate bottle of wine, according to Tosfos. So it's a separate bottle of wine. That's why what? It gets its own bracha. Because Koveh La'atzma. Okay, we got this? Okay. Now, with this in mind, Lamaisa, I want you to see what? I want you to get the following, because we've got to get the Tais. But before that, I want to give you the different shittas in the Rishonim, how to Koveya. What does it mean, Bracha L'atzma? What does it mean, Koveya Bracha L'atzma? Okay? What does this mean? Halacha Lamaisa. So Rabbi Chananel, again, it's quoted Nemal from Adbeis, says, and the Talmidei Rabbi Yonah says that, quotes it as well, but doesn't like it. He says, this concept that yain is poter shar mashkim. Rabbi Nechananu says yain exempts other mashkim. Rabbi Yonah says it's dirmasko yain, which I gave it to you. He says, I love this pshat, but it doesn't go well. Why doesn't it go well? Because does that fit in the lashon of the Gemara? What the Gemara's lashon is? Gorein brach latzmo. That doesn't mean what? It poters other mashkim. But that's the way he wants to say it. Rabbi Nechananu's opinion is that gorein brach latzmo meant that yain poters other mashkim. That gives it its chashivas. And therefore, bread cannot potter it. What puts it on a pedestal? Not like Rashi says that it's Kiddush, Avdola, Pindaben, Mila, Pindaben, Chasanas, but it has the fact that it's potter Sprite and Coke. But the fact that it potter Sprite and Coke gives it a Cheshivas and bread can't potter it. Now, Rabbi Yonah says, I don't like that shot. Because in the Lashon of Koveya, Bracha L'atzma, Gorin Bracha L'atzma, does that fit? Okay. Okay, we're going to see. But I'm just, that's the first shot of Rabbi Nechanan. That's Rabbi Nechanan. I want you to get it. Doesn't fit the Lashon though well.
Since
Yain is Pater, other liquids, other mashkin, it's a Chashivas, and Pasta is not Pater. Who learns like this? This is Rabbi Nechanan, which Rabbi Yonah compliments as a Parish Noah, but he says, I don't feel it fits the Lashon of the Gemara. Shmuel, you got it? Let's go. Come on. Don't get tired. Second sheet now. The Rashbam, quoted in Or Zeruah and the Talmid Rabbein Yonah, which I gave you, and the Taisa Rosh, and for that matter, we're going to get the Taisus inside, that the bracha of yain is what Sam was saying gets better. Yain is better than a grape. And therefore, we don't say Brei Pereitz, we say Brei Pereagofen. And therefore, the Rashba basically says the same thing. And because yayin is what? It becomes a better type of thing after you squeeze it and make it. It warrants its own what? It's goring bracha l'atzmo. That's exactly what it means. And pas cannot patur it. Yes, that's what I said. Taisus. The Rashbam says it, quoted by the Orzarua, Tamid Rabbi Yonah, Taisa Rosh, and our Taisus. Our Taisus says the same thing. Correct. But there's a third and fourth way I want you to get. Yes, the second way is that wine just gets better. The bracha v'yani, shtana l'luyi, from a grape to a wine. The Orzarua, the Tamid Rabbi Yonah, Rashbam is quoted by the Orzarua, Tamid Rabbi Yonah, Taisa Rosh, and Taisa Rosh says in the mouth of Mizmas Kashani, and Taisa says it beferish. Birkas ayayin, shtana l'luyi, you don't say a brei prayer, you say a brei prayer gofen. And therefore, that's a pshat, like Rashba says, that's what Goren bracha l'atzma, and therefore pasta is not what? It's so beautiful, the wine, so gets so good, the pasta doesn't patter. Okay, three and four. There's a Rua himself as a whole new pshat, which I want you to get out. It's a real collector's item. And that is, bless you, Sam, that Yain is special, has a new bracha called Tovu Metiv. You familiar with that? That's on Daf Nun Testament base. You ever heard of Tovu Metiv? You have a new bottle of wine that's brought in the middle of a meal? We learned it, yeah. We learned it. This is what the sheet of the Orzarua writes himself. Okay? The previous sheet of the Orzarua is quoting the Rashbam. But he says this himself, the Orzarua. Or Zarua, like Zarua, like Zroa. Zarua, though. Zarua. Zayin Reish Vav Ayin. So that it has cheshivas, correct. No other bruch has tovet. You bring a new bottle of wine. You know, it's a big machlokes. Remember we learned that in the morning? Is it the same or is it better? Remember we had a machlokes Rashi Taisus? We learned that first semester, Tovu Metiv. But there's a bruch. You never heard of Tovu Metiv in the New Testament base? No other food has that. Get that down. That gives it a cheshivas. And number four, the fourth way of learning this is the Ritva. The Ritva learns in Mamalvim Beis that it's Chaluk Mishara Suda. Yayin is devoted for drinking. The rest of the Suda is devoted for eating. And therefore, if you follow this Ritva, the bottom line is this Ritva doesn't speak about what? The uniqueness of wine. It really could apply to, exactly, could apply to other mashkim, which we're going to get to, Linetter, in the Tosas, which we're going to get to in the Tosas. But I want you to get it. The truth of the matter is that the Bahag and the Machzor Vitri say exactly, Lamaisa, what Nate just said, and we're going to see that in the Tosas, that you have any drinks you have in the middle of a meal, you need a bruch of shahakol. Because there's a track of achila, there's a track of beverages. And one pas cannot cover what? Cannot cover the beverages.
And that's okay. When you do the yayin to get all the beverages and the pas to get all the...
Yes, yes, that's correct.
What's that mean, the risk of assuming yayin is devoted to drinking?
What does that mean? Wine is shtia. Bread, everything, that's what I'm saying. It says not a din, this gemara is not a din and yayin, any beverage.
So that means that it's the gemara.
What's wrong? I mean, the Gemara should have said. Gemara should have said other things. We're going to get to it. We're going to get to it in Taisus. Okay. Yes, that's correct. That is correct. It's a little difficult. It's a little difficult. We're going to get to it. It's a little difficult. Okay, you're right. You're saying good. But the bottom line is that what that's a tremendous chiddush. And Taisus, we're going to see right now, says only wine, like you guys are saying, Chayav Shas Rachas. Other maskim are putter. Other ones are putter. Allah Lamaisin. What'd you say? Yeah, that goes. Reb Chia says yain only though. Doesn't say all beverages. Okay. I understand, but didn't say all the beverages. But you're right. Tosas, what Sam and Nate are saying is absolutely correct. Tosas says that's wrong. We're going to get to it. And Nor Zerua says Lamaisa yain niftere Lamaisa. The or Zerua says the fishitasim. The question of the Gemara Nami Nine Nifter Pas is going to be what is going to be a little difficult. Based on that, so to chazan this over, then we got to get the Taz inside. There are four shitas. Even before the four shitas, we had Rashi. It's kind of five. Rashi said that each one what has its own chashivas because why you have to do it at mitzvahs. So it gives its own bracha or pas as a pati. What's the second shot?
What was Rashi's
shot? Rashi's shot is because you have to. There are certain times that what you have to say on wine like mitzvahs. So therefore, it gives it a chashiv. His pas doesn't what? Doesn't pater it. Then Rabbi Nechananel said what? What's the chashivs of yayin? That a pater's other mashkim. That's hard to fit in the brach at Lashon the Gemara. Kovei brach latzim. What's the next shita? What's the next shita? That it gets better. So if it gets better, it gets its own bracha. That's why pas doesn't cover it. What's the next shita? Tovim Eitiv. What's the last shita? It's drinking as opposed to the suda. Only thing is, it applied to Shar Mashkim, and you guys are asking, it's a good kasha. Okay? You guys are asking, it's a good kasha. All right, excellent. With this in mind now, let's see Tyson's inside. Let's go. We got a lot to see now. All right, go ahead. Go ahead. Look inside, guys. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, that one we did already. Do it again. Go ahead. Wine is just coming because of the Suda. Go ahead, Shusosa. Yeah, because if it wasn't for the Suda, he wouldn't be drinking wine. He's not an alcoholic. And in those days, they drank wine like water. Okay? Go ahead, ask the Gemara. Go ahead, lift her up. See how he leads us how to read the Gemara? Lift her up. Let pas bata. Go ahead, Mishani. What's Mishani mean? No. Mishani is what? Answers. Mishani means answers. God puts in the Gemara. Go ahead. Shiny what? Perish Rashi. Excellent. Can go on Kiddush and bigger Zeris. Excellent. On Nema Mebeza, those are the two examples that he used. He actually asked, he had a Havdalah over there. Okay. Very good. Go ahead. Rash, but they change it here in the Shkotzin to Rashbam. Go ahead. If it is Rosh, it's Rosh Mishnah. It's not the Rosh. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. So what is he saying?
The reason why it's different is because it's always had like a superior state to other drinks.
Well, originally it started off in an eights. Then you stay, you squeeze it, it becomes what? Prepare Goffin. And the other drinks are Shahakol. So since it's special, Lamaisa, it requires what? It requires a bracha in its own what? It requires a bracha in its own right. Yes? It requires a bracha in its own right. Pasta does not help it at all. And that's what we meant to say, that it's considered to be better. It's a unique bracha, like you said. And it's the best, I don't know if it's the best shot, but it fits the words very well. Goring bracha l'atzmo. It requires a bracha goffin. Therefore, that shows me the pasta cannot pater it. Okay, excellent. Go ahead. Shechar. Right. But other drinks, there's no problem. That what? That possible potter. Go ahead. Yeah, bread would have potter wine if it wasn't for that bracha's kovei atzmo, and that fits in beautifully. Because those don't have a special bracha, just shahakol. Right, the other drinks. Go ahead. Udalo? Kenimlach ubal. You have the word ubal also?
Yeah.
I have it on the side. Can have a nimlach ubal. It's like you change your mind, and you continue to change your mind. Okay?
Is it like you change your mind, like whether or not?
Yeah, you think you're drinking. Every time you need a drink, you say shahakol. You have to say a shahakol. It's unbelievable. This is what the Master of Victory says. Even mitoch asuda. It's amazing. The bracha in the beginning, the pot, motzi does not pot you at all. Okay? Every time you drink, you need a new one. Go ahead. What does the box say? He actually says kenim lechubal. I didn't make it up. The box says in Oz Beis kenim lechubal. The lo parachacha miyain ella. What's the lo parachacha mean? Didn't ask from here. Ella mishum what? Kidamar. If you, so, what is Tosa saying? He's trying to prove the Maksav Vitri. Because the Gemara only asked the Kasha, only picked on what? Why did it only pick on what? If you hold like the Maksav Vitri, guys, then what? That you need a shackle every time. So why did the Gemara only pick on wine? Let pass also pot the water. You understand what he's asking?
Yeah.
The Maksav Vitri says in the middle of a meal, you have to say shackle every single time you drink. Pasta's not pot the shackle water. Yes? So if that's the case, then the Maksav Vitri says wine gets its own bracha, water also gets its own bracha. Why did the Gemara say pasha pater wine? Let the Gemara say pasha pater what? Water. That's what he's bothered by, the Maksav Vitri. So what's his answer? His answer is the Gemara never was questioning water. Because water for sure needs a bracha. Because water is not what? Water is not what? Water is not zan. Excellent. So it doesn't blend in with pas. So that was never on the table. Of course you needed it. Wine that is on, that was on the table. The more challenges, let pas pater it. Yuri's saying he's saving the Maksav Vitri. Maksav Vitri now fits in well in the Gemara. Go ahead, Upshita.
Upshita, and it's obvious,
Oh, water for sure is not potered by pas. It never was bechlal that. Wine was, and we're going to give an answer. Brachas kovei latzmo. Everyone got that? He's defending the Machzor Vitri. Please get that. The Gemara only, you see, if you hold like the Machzor Vitri, that there's a bracha. Why did the Gemara pick on water? The Gemara never picked on water because it understood that what water always needs bracha. It's not zan. Now, we obviously don't hold like the Machzor Vitri, of course. We don't pass like this Machzor Vitri. Of course, we don't pass him like it. Okay? No, he doesn't pass him like it, but it's a shita. It's what? Yes, he's teaching us how the Machzor Vitri reads the Gemara. Correct? Okay, go ahead, Umiyu.
Umiyu, read the Rabbeinu Tam, they are on a Shalulvar Klal Ashar Maskin Habayim Tal Hasuda.
Does it bother you that he's repeating this?
Yes.
Did you guys notice that in Shader? Very good, excellent. Why is he repeating this? He already said earlier before that Rabbeinu Tam said other Mashkin like water and beer, pas takes care of it, wouldn't even take care of wine. Why is he repeating this here? Why don't you get that kasha down in your notes, okay? Let's see if we'll try to answer it. Miu re Rabbeinu Tam. You follow what I'm saying, Nate? He's repeating the same thing. You see it inside there, right? It's on your screen, the Tysis. I want you to see it. Miu, what is he repeating this for? Miu re Rabbeinu Tam. Go ahead.
Miu re Rabbeinu Tam. I own Shalobar call Asham Ashkin Havayim Betachasuda.
With time of?
The Paschal Terrace called from Havon Bishvila. The Hashta Yain calls a Kobine Mashkin. The Isha Iker Mashkin. The Hu Rosh the Kobine Mashkin.
What does that have to do with the price of tea and shine also? Two kashas. Why is he, first of all, why does he repeat? Sam, I want you to get this. You got to be in tune to how to read the Tosis. Why is he repeating this? He already got through saying the Rabbeinu Tam said in the Miu that per bed covers everything. Then he repeats it. Number one, kasha, get in your notes. And number two is, why is he always talking about, why is he all of a sudden talking about wine? The wine is the Rosh HaMashkin. What does it make a difference? That's not what's germane here. We're talking about during a bread meal, do you have to say a bracha on beverages? Then he says, oh, if I have a drink meal with only wine and Sprite, I don't need a bracha chocolate Sprite. What does that do with the price of tea in China? Sorry for repeating the phrase, but I'm trying to highlight it. Why is he throwing that in? That's not what the topic of Tosis was at this point. Let's finish up the Tosis and let's see if we've got to answer it. Vilkach, go ahead. You got that, Sam? The two kashas, get them down. I'll say it again. Number one, why is he repeating his shita of Rabbeinu Tam? You don't need a bracha on the beverages. And number two, why does he throw in that? I want you to know wine is a Rosh HaMashkin. We're talking about a bread meal. We're not talking about a non-bread meal. Go ahead, Vilkach. Vilkach,
Mashkin, Havoy, Machmas, Asuda, Shevoy, Mishvila, Pas, Lishros, Machmas, Udam.
You got to soak it down. You know what? You ever been in someone's house? I'm very mocked, but I try my best to always have drinks on the table. We have guests. You ever been in someone's house where there's no drinks and you're thirsty and you're eating? Where's the drinks? No? You're so thirsty. Where's the drinks? You never want to have that. That's part of being like a sorchim. Have the drinks ready. Can't have enough drinks, right? To soak it down. Go ahead. He says it's impossible without shtiyatah, he says. Vilkach. Kidamar. Exactly. Excellent. Now follow this at the end. Guys, get this? Well, the high timer.
According
to which reasoning? According to which reasoning? The reason that pas covers everything. That's what it means, high timer. Don't ever skim. Well, high timer, according to the reason that pas covers everything, go ahead. Nicha, it's good. Now get this straight. There are two slots. There's karpas. And there's Mar. You remember the Seder. He's talking about Chazeres Maror. So what does he say by Mar? We say Abrachan Alcheres Alchilis Mar. Why did he say Brei Pri Adama in the Seder? In the middle of Shulchan Aruch, when you start, before Shulchan Aruch, Matzah Mar. Why don't you say you only say Alchilis Mar? Why don't you say Adama? What did you say by Karpas?
Adama.
Why don't you say Adama again? What does he say? Go ahead. Sha'olim what? That lashon that we sometimes say, the world asks, comes from Tosis. The Olam Maksha, the Olam asks, go ahead. Why don't you say Brei Adama on the Mar? Go ahead. Brei Adama. What's the Shar Yerachos mean? Get it down. What does it mean? Karpas! Get that down. Shar Yerachos means Karpas. The Brei Adama, you said it, Karpas. What does he say? Go ahead. Ain't no what?
Ain't no
does not pater the Adama. does not bother the Adam HaChazeres because there was a big gap in between. Go ahead. Kid Amrinan? There was the Magid. What do you do for an hour and a half, Magid? An hour. Go ahead. Hallel? The beginning of Hallel, at least. Go ahead. You have a Zech Sechadas. There's no way the Adam, even though you're in the same table. But come on, you're doing pilpuling. Midrashim. Ella? So why is the, what's the reason why I don't say a bracha of Brei Pri Adama? So my theory says that the past covers everything. Yes? Past potartan. What's the theory here? Go ahead. Since Hashem says you got to eat Mara on the Seder night, go ahead. Ah, it becomes Machmas Asuda? Exactly. Beautiful, no? That's exactly what Tosfos wants to say. The Pas Patroso. Now, you could say, we do have in mind, when I announce in the Seder in Karpas, you should have in mind Adama that goes work. There are those that argue and say that it works. There are those that argue and say that the Adama does work, even though there's a big time gap. But there are those that say the Adama does absolutely work. Okay? Who quotes that? The it's found Lamaisa in the Ritva. He says, we don't say a bracha on the Morer because Karpas potters it. The Torah quotes in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel both reasons. But get the Ritva. Okay? Get the Ritva. Taisim Sochem says, like our Tais, that God is a hefsik in the middle. Tais says the same thing. Okay? Of course we say a bracha. Alachilis Morer, not Adama. We say Adama on the Karpas. So I'm saying, that's what the Torah quote, the Ritva says, that we have in mind, when you say Karpas, they have in mind. Tosos and Pesach Man by us is the hefsik. It's not going to help. It's not going to help, Lamaisa. Okay? But the Tosim Sochem writes, the Yerukos are Gor, the Tavis, and Michael. So they're Taman, Niftar, and Berkas Abbas. I want you to get that line down. Tosa adds another Svar in Pesachim. He says, Yerukos are like the side dishes. So it causes the Tavis, and Michael, Tamid, and their Niftar, and Berkas Abbas. And it's just like, potatoes. It's like, the potatoes make the steak better, right? So it's like a side thing. So it's Gorim, the Tavis, and Michael. So he adds on another reason why. Not just the fact that we have a chiv to eat it, Shmuel, there's a chiv to eat it, but also the Torah says the chiv makes the bakla suda, but also culinary-wise, it becomes subsumed under the bruch of the pas. So if I ask you, halacha l'maisa, what are the three reasons why I don't say Adama by Mara? What are they? Number one? No, let's say it clearly. No, because since the Torah says you got to eat it, it becomes dvarim abachma makla suda, and pas patters it, that's taisus. What's number two? That the brach of the Adama on the what? On the Karpas goes on the what? Goes on the what? The Morer. I'll say it again, Nate. And I ask you, there are three reasons why we don't say Adama on what Morer. We only say Al Achilas Morer. Shikhi Chan Savasavano. That's what Tosis is bothered by. So what does our Tosis say? You got it there on the screen, yeah? You have on, when you have your Gemara, I want you to be able, you got it? Okay, so listen. So since the Torah requires you to eat it, that makes it Machmas Asuda. That's Tosis theory, by us. And it becomes Machmas Asuda. It becomes Machmas Asuda because the Torah says you got to eat it. That's Pas Potrasan. That's the whole theme that our Tosis is building up. Pas Potrasan, except wine. That's one theory. Second theory is Tosim Sochim. I'm sorry, not Tosim Sochim, the Ritva. The Ritva says the Baracha of Brei Pri Adama on what? On the Karpas also goes on the what? Goes on the Morer. Our Tos defied that by saying there's a big hefsek. You say Haggadah, you say Hallel, forget about it, cannot work. Yes? The Torah quotes both reasons. The Torah in Hilchos Pesach, Siman Tov Ayin Gimel. You could say a whole stick of Torah, guys, at your Seder about this. Based on Tosim and Brachas, Memalfim is running on the Membezim and Aleph. So you have to say both, because it's on both topic. Memalfim is running on the Membezim and Aleph. You follow what I'm saying? You want to be the exact the geographical Makor. And what's the third reason why you don't say Brei Pri Adama? Because culinary-wise, Tosim Sochem has a Svarad on. Where's the Tos? What Taf? On Kuf Ted Zayin and Aleph, the Maskel Hadar, he says it's like the Yerukos Argor, the Tivus Amichel. It's like it blends in the meal. You have steak, you have mashed potatoes. So it's like a side thing. The vegetables, are like ancillary to the bracha of amotzi on the matzah. So that comes out of beautiful pshat lebais in the taisis. Yes? This is the chiddush that we have what? We have in taisis. Okay, we got that clear? Nate, clear now? You got that? Three reasons in total, but that's Tosfos. That's all the feet timer. Akiva, high timer means this theory that the pas potters everything. Okay, you got me. No, we didn't. We got to get to it now. You ready? So when we're reading the Tosfos, we were bothered by two kashas. Number one, what does he have to repeat his shita that Rabbeinu Tam says you don't say brach on beverages like we paskin? We know we don't say brach on beverages in a bread meal. And number two is, what does he have to say in the price of the tea and chai that yain is a rosh hamaskin? We're not talking about a wine meal. We're talking about a bread meal. What does he have to put that in for? So let's try to answer that kasha, then we got to get to the shaila about the grape juice. So the Pre-Chadash wrote a sefer called the Ginnis Vradim. The Ginnis Vradim asked these two kashas. The Ginnis Vradim asked these two kashas that we said. Okay? He says, why on earth does he have to say this? We already said, Rabbeinu Tam said, you don't have to maskim or potter. And number two is, Lomai said, we already said we don't hold like the maksa vitri. And number two is, why is he talking about the halach of yayin, potter, sharmas? We're not talking about that. So he wants to say the following theory. I want you guys to get it. And I want you to deduce this with a third sheet. The Shiboli Aleket quotes, Shiboli Aleket in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel, who's one of the Rishonim, quotes B'Shem the Bahag, right? The Bahag's late Gonim, early Rishonim, that Shar Mashkim are not Niftarim. Wow. Not only is wine bread doesn't take care of, not only does Maksavitri say what? Mayim. He said, Mayim. This sheet that says all Mashkim requires their own bracha.
Okay.
Yes. The Gemara said Braber Govan Pas doesn't take care of. The Maksavitri, which we're going to say now, was only going to say about water. The truth is, when he quotes the Maksavitri, he only says water. He was only talking about water. That water needs its own bracha, but other mashkim, let's say Coke, would not need. And then the Shiboli Aleket quotes the Bahag and says, all mashkim do not need. Do not need their own bracha of Shaka. I'm sorry, do need their own bracha.
Pas doesn't.
Do need their own bracha. Again, pas does not potter wine. Wine requires its own bracha. That's the Gemara. Then the Maksavitri said, water requires its own bracha. Pas does not potter it. And then there's a third sheet that says, even Shar Mashkim, Pas does not potter. You got it? Oh, we're setting it up. First, we got to introduce the third sheet. You got it?
No.
The whole theory here is that Pas is not pottering wine.
Right.
But there's a sheet to Maksavitri that also does not potter water. Right. And now there's a third sheet that we're digging up. The Bhagavad Gita says, even Shar Mashkim, it doesn't potter. Which is the Shabbat.
Anything,
mamish. Anything. Okay, now listen to this. Now that you have this, you ready? No, this is the setup, the answer. So says the Bach, according to the Machzor Vitri, why is water different than other liquids? Like Coke and whatever, ginger ale, Sprite, whatever it is. Why is water different? Because water is not Zan, correct? So it doesn't blend in with Hamotzi. Is that correct? It doesn't blend in with Hamotzi. Plain and simple. It doesn't blend in with Hamotzi. Lefi Zeh, Tosfos says, I need to recap and say the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Because originally, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that wine would be putter if it wasn't for its cheshivas. What is the cheshivas of wine? That it potters other what? Other mashkin. What does that prove? That proves only Lashar Mashkin. Yes? That only proves Shashar Mashkin. That Shar Mashkin Lomaisa. What's the din? That only proves Shashar Mashkin Lomaisa. But it doesn't prove for water. Water's not Zan anyway. So maybe water is not what?
No.
Maybe it's not going to be putter. Correct. Therefore, Tosfos says, I'm reiterating Rabbeinu Tam and saying to you, I want you to know something. Not only do I hold that the Shiboli Aleket B'Shem the Bahag is wrong, but I hold the Maksor Vitri is wrong. Not only do Shar Mashkin not require their own bracha, Pas takes care of it, but also water also. Even though water is not what? Even though water is not Zan. Correct. That's why he's going back and reiterating it and saying, you know what? Not only do I hold the Shiboli Aleket is wrong, I hold the Maksor Vitri is wrong. And he proves it from this concept of what? Let me ask you a question, he says. Let's let me just finish it, Sam. What? How does he prove it? He proves it from the fact that Potter's what? He proves it from the fact that Yain Potter Sharmashkim. Because Pas is Potter Sharmachalim Umashkim, because why? Because it fits in the Zan. Correct. It's Zan. Let me ask you a question. Does Brei Pri HaGafen, do other Mashkim, do Sprite and Coke fit in the words Brei Pri HaGafen? Yes or no? Do they fit in? No, it's a joke. Sprite and Coke don't fit into what? Brei Pri HaGafen. So what must it be? Why is Brei Pri HaGafen able to do it? Because wine is the Rosh HaMashkim, and it's tuffle to it. That's why it works. It's working within Iker and Tuffle. So just like wine works within Iker and Tuffle, so does what? So does bread. And therefore what? Therefore we say, Allah Lamaisa, that therefore the both wine potters all the mashkim, and bread potters all the food, even if it's not zan. Even though it's not zan, it's still tuffle. And the mashkim are potl because they're machmas asuda, even if they're not zan. If it's an issue of ikr and tuff, I don't care whether it's zan or not. Doesn't make a difference. Even though it's not zan, it's still tuffle to the bread. That's why he goes back and he what? He reiterates what he's saying, because I hold the what? I hold not only is the Bagdash and the Shibboleth Leket wrong, but the Machzervich is wrong. And number two, you know why he throws in Yain's and Rosh HaMashkim? To prove to you it's not working, midin what? It's not working, midin what? Blending in the theme of Zion, correct. It's working, midin Iker and Tuffel. If it's working, midin Iker and Tuffel, then bread can cover everything, even though water's not what? Zion. That's exactly what Tysus is driving at. So beautiful Tysus. I'll say it again. You follow me, Nate? He's saying these two kashas, Sam, you want the two kashas, well, why does he need to repeat this? That he doesn't hold like the Machzavitcher. He holds that bread pot that's ever pot of water. You already said it already. He says, Miu, Reeve, Rebbein, and Tom. What are you repeating that for? And number two, he says, Yain in the middle, you're Rosh HaMashkim. He wants to say that number one, not only do I hold the Bahag, Shem Shulek's wrong, that bread covers the Sharmashkim. The Bahag said it doesn't. But I also hold that the Machzavitcher is wrong, that it doesn't cover water. Even though water's not Zan, it's not me din what? It's not me din Zan. Brei Pri HaGafen doesn't potter Sprite and Coke because it's under the rubric of Pri HaGafen. It potters it because wine is much more expensive and valuable than Coke and what? Sprite. So therefore, it's within what? Kind of like Iker and Tuffel. So do bread. Potter's everything that's Tuffel. How can it potter water? Water's not Zan. Bread is Zan. It's not an issue of what Zan is. It's an issue of Iker and Tuffel. The Iker suit is bread, not water. You understand what I'm saying? That is the way you learn up Tysus. Wow. It's stark, but this stark a chiddish. This Guinness Rodham is a stark a chiddish. Beautiful. I was bothered by this. What is Tysus? Choppy. Look back at what Tysus was saying, guys. Look back at what Tysus is saying. Tysus is saying, it starts off saying, right, what do we got? What does he say? Starts off saying that what comes from the bread. And then he quotes Rashi, Karim Brachatza Kiddush. Then he quotes this Rashbam, who says what? That it's considered to be because it's a better, unique taste. Then he goes, Miu Rabbeinu Tam, I want you to know, what does bread cover? It covers water, it covers all the mashkim. It's against Machzavitri and water. Yes? And then he learns up the Gemara. How Machzavitri learns up the Gemara. Why did the Gemara pick on what? Wine and not water? Because water was never on the table. Of course water needs its own bracha. Remember we said that? So then he says, I want you to know, so I don't hold like the Machzavitri. You said already you don't hold like the Machzavitri. What he wants to stress is not only do I hold against the Machzavitri, I hold against the what? The theory of the Machzavitri. And then in the middle he starts talking about, we're talking about bread meals. No, because he wants to say the mechanics are not midin zan. So we did Iker and Tuffel. And there was we did Iker and Tuffel. Wine is the best. Bread is also the best. And that's the pshat in the Tyson. Yeah, go ahead, Yechazkel.
Yeah, can everybody just repeat the reason for the Bahag that Pas doesn't play their Mashkin?
Why doesn't Pascha like the Bahag? Because he holds that everything is what Tuffel the bread.
The reason why the Bahag says the Pas.
Oh, why the Bahag says? Because he's devoted to two tracks. There's eating and there's beverages. Oh, okay. Yes. And he holds that very strongly. Very, very strongly. The Rashba actually says it too. I'm glad he asked me that, Cheskel. The Rashba, very good. The Rashba says Beferish that there are two tracks. Rashba and then Beis Manal says Yeshu Pirshu. He's according to the Raw and the Ritva. Yain Shtiya Pasachila. Shtiya Vechila Hem Shnei Nyanim. Biyefshal Shteim Lios Kachas. L'chein yayin l'nifter berkas apas. You see, he talks about it. He devotes his eating and drinking.
Whose
Guinness was this? Guinness Rod. All the Guinness Rod using the Bach. Guinness Rod using the Bach. Free Chodesh. Okay? This is the Chiddush. What'd you say? That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush of Taisis. Okay. We got this chlor. Now, Lamaisa, this brings us to the following. Yes? On this topic, please get it down. It's late already. This topic of Geffen being the Rosh HaMashkim, I came up with something called Halacha Lamaisa, which is a little bit scary to me, but we have to know the Halacha. You were in Shul in Kiddush. I say the Kiddush on a break break often, on grape juice. Please get this down. It could be for many, many years. I don't say, if I drink a Sprite or some water there, I don't say a Shahakal. Could be that I've been wrong. Because it wasn't wine. It was only grape juice. Let's get this down. Speaks to the heart and core of this din. The Prima Godim in Or HaChaim Siman Kufay and Zayin Eshel Avram Sifkot and Aleph gives two reasons why yain is pater kol amini mashkin. Number one, he writes, please get it, is because of the concept of the bracha. It gets its own bracha, and Brei Pirei Gavin is unique and special, and therefore, since no other beverage has its own bracha, it can pater all the other things to it. It's tuffle to it, and you yotze with the bracha. That's what the Levush writes. I gave it to you in the Maramakomasim and Kufay and Dalet Sif Dalet. It's the bracha, the uniqueness of the bracha, that Brei Pirei Gavin is a special bracha for wine. That is the uniqueness, Akiva. The special bracha says it's not shayach to other mashkin. And therefore, since chashivitz gets its own bracha, and therefore everything else is tuffle to it. Everything is secondary to it. Okay? Everything is secondary to it. Could it very well be even lamaisa, which is a tremendous chiddush, but the Prima Gadim actually says, he brings it up as a possibility, guys, that maybe the bracha rishona of Brei Pirei Gavin is the Araisa even, because it's a kavachomer. Yeah, remember the kavachomer is? Bracha achrona l'achra b'varach, l'fana v'l'kol shekein? Maybe that kavachomer was slugged up on Daf Lamed Hey, Amid Alpin, and other was a memches, it was not slugged up. Remember we said that? The kavachomer wasn't slugged up in the beginning of the year, we had it. So it could be the bracha rishona might even be the Araisa, which is a big chiddush. Shakos for sure, the Rabbanim. But the Levush also speaks up that it's a special bracha, it's a concept of the bracha. So that's the first reason why it's l'patas up on the mashkim, because of the bracha. What's the other reason? Get it down. You know what the other reason is? Because of the chefs of the wine. Wine is better. Not because of the bracha. Yain is chashimot achakavu bracha latzo. But it's because the value of Sprite and Coke doesn't even match the value of wine. This is the Prima Gadim collecting both reasons.
What's the mean value?
Wine is more expensive.
So it's things like whiskey or something. Yeah, but they're also
like, but wine all, throughout all generations was like that. That's what you have to say. It's a good kasha because that's what we assume. So Rav Ozner, so listen to this. So Rav Ozner writes in the Tshuvas, in Chelik Dalet Siman Chav Dalet, he wants to say, Halacha Lamaisa, that it's included. We assume, Lomaisa, that everything is included. Yain, all the other beverages are included in the bracha. And therefore, we paskin like our tesis. But the question is, says the Shuas Yitzchak, quoting Rabbi Yashiv, what do you do about grape juice? Grape juice, on one hand, has the bracha, like the first theory, but it does not have the value, like the second theory. This is what the Shuas Yitzchak writes. The Sefer quotes the Pesachim of Rabbi Yashiv. Shvus Yitzchak Pesach Amud Kufchav Dalim, Kufchav Gimel Kufchav Dalim. Says, plug it in. If you hold like the first theory, it has a bracha. So Brei Pirei Gavin should cover. What I've been doing all these years is fine. But if you hold, meaning I don't say a shock on the Sprite code, but if you hold, it's based on what? Value. Forget about it. Grape juice doesn't make you happy. Yain is what makes you happy. Grape juice doesn't make you, does not have that element of simcha. And therefore, maybe it should not pater the shahakol. Isn't that amazing? So he paskin ba'al akoybetz atshuvus, which I think is the Rabbi Yashiv. He said that in my case of kiddush, I should have in mind that the grape juice that I say of Brei Perkovich should not pata the Sprite and Coke, and I should share shahako on candy, and let that shahako and candy go on the Sprite as well. That's what he says.
Why wouldn't you just make your shahako on the Sprite and Coke? So if you have in mind not yotze, there's a one.
Because you get in that quagmire, then maybe it did.
If you had in mind not.
I know, if you had in mind, you mean. If you had in mind, then you're saying, what you have in mind, I hear you, it's a good horror. You mean, once you have in mind, what's the difference to me? So he, you know what I think he means, Sam? Either do two eights. Either have in mind that it shouldn't potter. Yes, he's two eights. Then he says, yotir tov, to say shakal on the candy. That's yotir tov.
Why don't you just make a shakal on the drinks?
What'd you say?
Why don't you make a shakal on the drinks?
Because the Brei Perkovich, you said, might have pottered it. So either you have kavana that it shouldn't potter it, or just say a shakal on the candy and have that on mind in the Sprite as well. What'd you say?
That doesn't really work for a problem.
You're right, but in a kiddush it does. We're talking about a non-bread meal. You're right, Akiva, but we're talking about a kiddush you didn't have motzi. But he says it's not as chashuv. Isn't that a beautiful nafkamina? Now, I have to tell you, and I want you to get this, the chinuch has that there's an element of simcha you need to have Friday night for kiddush. That's why those people that will have Friday night wine and for lunch will have grape juice. Because you don't get that in element of simcha with grape juice. You only get that element of simcha with wine. That is the chiddush. Well, Mike said that what? I can't hear you. What? Okay, but that objectively we don't. Objectively we assume not that way. Objectively we assume not that way. But that's the chiddush that what? That's the chiddush that comes out. I want you to get this down, that it's considered to be Rosh HaMashkin. Now, Lamaisa, okay, now also, please get this. The Rosh quotes, I gave you the Rosh, in, okay, so that's that, we got that Mahalach, we got a Klor, okay, that's a big nafkamina. So either I believe that, or either I'm going to stop drinking the water of the Sprite after the kiddush, or I have to do have in mind that it shouldn't be what? It shouldn't be Yotzeh. Or say there's no candy around ever. So Lamaisa, actually I did. I had to get candy for a boy. Lamaisa, I forgot to bring candy. There's a unique boy. A special needs boy in the shul. I told him I'd get him candy. I forgot to bring it. I thought twice on Friday. I forgot to bring it, and I left it at home. So I walked back after davening with the boy, and I got the candy. I got the candy coins and gave it to him. Problem is, it's milchiks. So I told him, you have to wait 6 hours to have it before. But Lamaisa, if I have to have something say shahakol on, right? Either have kavanah that what? Not to potter, or you say shahakol on the candy to what? That'll go on the drinks. Because grape juice might be different. I think it's very mistaber. It's hard to say grape juice is the Rosh L'chol HaMashkin, no? But I hear what you're saying. Say Brei Perkovich is different. Okay, fine. That leads us to the following. Let's get this. There's a lot I wanted you to see in Shulchan Aruch. Did you get a chance to see the Mechaber in Sif Alf Sif Beis? Kufay and Zayin Sif Alf Sif Beis. Did you see that in Seder? I gave it to Mar Makaymus. Okay, let's get to these Nakudas just now. The Rosh quotes in Simon Chav Zayin I gave you from a Bahag, which is a Pella. He claims it's an unbelievable thing. What do we have a minyan to do? Kos. You know, you say Birkas HaMazon on Kos. Many people don't have the minig. I always want to do it sometimes. Bishop Bruce says some people do it Shabbos and Yom Tov. Some people do it only the Zimun. Some people do it all the time. Bishop Bruce goes different than Hagen about, Birkas HaMazon and Holocaust. But listen to the Shita. The Rosh, I wanted you to see, B'Shem LeBahag. If you didn't see it, you'll see it tomorrow. I'll give it to you. He says, the Kos Yain and Birkas HaMazon. A Yain Shem Kos Birkas HaMazon, you don't need a bracha afterwards of Alagafen. What? You know how you always leave the benching, you drink, and then you say Alagafen, Pri Alagafen? He says you don't need to do that. Because the Birkas HaMazon you said covers that. Yeah, is that nuts?
We did it when we do Pesachim.
We did it first semester, are you sure?
I thought we did it when it's in Pesachim. We did last semester when we did it, we had the focus of the Yayin coming after Birkas HaMazon, if Birkas HaMazon works retroactively.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. You remember better than me. So the Rosh said, get this down. The Rosh is a Dover Tamua Vagama Amlo Nogu Kay. No one's knowing like this. Of course you need a Bracha Achrona. It's unbelievable. I don't remember what sugi that was on it, but yeah, no mice, but please get it.
The Rosh says that you don't have to make another Rosh.
No, the Rosh says of course you do. He says it's a Pella. The Bahag is the one who says you don't need to say it. The bench that you did covers this.
When the Bahag argue on cases that says that the Haggadah is considered as Hadas.
What's covering it?
For the
benching that you benched before.
How does the benching cover?
That's why it's a Pella, what he's saying. You have to say it because it's attached to the benching, so it's a. Now, it has nothing to do with the Haggadah, you
Cheskel. No, I thought he was saying that the Kiddush covers.
No, he's talking about the because a muzzle also covers a Bracha Achrona for that, which is a Pella. Now, this is a segue into the following. Now, that whole Bahag is assuming what? What is he assuming? That Birkas Amazon potters what? Ala Guffin Rapriya Guffin. Is that true? Okay, you say it so confidently. I would have said, how do you know? But let's get this.
We haven't seen
so the rush, please get it. That's why I wanted to see both these rushes. Guys are pushing, you gotta push them,
the rush.
The first was the Baha. The rush asked on the Baha.
I have some
recording. Yeah, we did have it. I thought I remembered from Sochem. But you know what, Nate? It jogs my memory.
Sochem was 4 years ago.
I know. I thought we had. But you're saying we had it this year?
Yeah.
Okay. Could be. We got to find it in the notes. Not now, but go back to the Rosh and then the Simin Chavov. This was the Rosh and Chav Zayin. The Rosh I wanted to see the end of Chavov quotes a Rashbam. The Rashbam says in Sochem, if you drink wine, Toch Mazon, yes? You don't need a Bruch Achrof. Because what Birkas a Muslim pot is it? Yes? You got that? Makes sense. Comes on the Rosh and says it makes no sense. Because what does our sugya say? Rav Papa said there was a third window. What was that third window? Achra Suda. Exactly. What does it say? You need a Bruch Achrona for it. Yes? Anav imitainim are Bruchas Machalim Sholosh. So you see that Birkas a Muslim does not potter what? Does not potter a Bruch Achiv Mein Sholosh. Birkas Hamazon does not matter, he says. It's against the Gemara. Therefore, the Rush says, one second. The Rush says, the reason why you don't need a Bracha Achrona is because why? Why is it you don't need a Bracha Achrona? Because we categorize it as Dvarim Aboyim Machmas Asuda. That's why you don't need a Bracha Achrona.
What
is it?
The Yayin?
The Yayin comes after the Bracha
Achrona. No, again, Nachamon. The Rashbam writes, if you drink wine, toch muzzle, toch the meal.
Yeah.
What does he say? It doesn't need a bracha achrona.
Yeah.
Why not? Because benching covers it. Okay. That's all the Rashbam says. Rush says it's wrong. From the argamor about the window. Because the window says, the third window says, you need a bracha achrona for that wine, and benching, haray, doesn't cover it. So you see that benching automatically doesn't cover something. So what do we do? No one in their right mind drinks wine all the time and benching covers it. So what does the Rush say? You know why benching covers it? Because when you drink wine in the middle of a meal, it's classified as what? Dvarim Aboyim Machmas Asuda, that benching covers. That's what he says. And what about Bracha Rishona? That's because of Bracha Gorin with Tiyatzma. He says, I've never heard anyone say that Bracha, that it's Koveya Bracha Asma affects a Bracha Achrona. The usage of Koveya Bracha Atzma necessitated a what? A Bracha what? Rishona. But it doesn't say you don't need a Bracha. It doesn't say that benching can't cover what? The Bracha Achrona. Of course it can. He says, we never heard of such a thing. Lo matzinu sfarazu shekorim Bracha Atzma tigrom shekam brikas amazul lo tiftarenu. And Tosfos says the same thing in Psachim. In Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosfos just adds, if you drink wine in that window, if you drink wine in that window, you know why Achra Suda, you don't need a Bracha Achrona because it's considered Dvarim Aboyim Machmas Suda. It's considered Dvarim Aboyim Machmas Suda. Now, Bismana Gemara wasn't. But nowadays it's considered Dvarim Aboyim Machmas Suda. Okay, there's much more we got to do. Everyone a wonderful day. Chazer over. Okay? And tomorrow, we got to do the Mishabur.